welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, June 25th. You'll be interested to know. 58 years ago today, in 1967, the world witnessed a groundbreaking moment in global communication. The British Broadcasting Corporation aired Our World, the first live global satellite television program. This ambitious broadcast connected 19 countries across 5 continents, reaching an estimated audience of 400 million people. A highlight of the program was the debut performance of All You Need Is Love by the Beatles, symbolizing a message of unity and peace. This event showcased the immense potential of satellite technology to bring the world together, marking a significant milestone in media history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with knee to thigh high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 feet throughout the morning, providing nice conditions. However, expect the winds to shift sideshore at 3 mph early on, then become onshore at 4 mph, creating some bumps as the day progresses. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 1 foot incoming mid-tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 3 mph. The first high tide Wednesday will be 4 foot just before 11 a.m., with a 2 foot low tide at 3:15. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday features consistent knee to waist high waves, starting with clean conditions in the mornings and transitioning to fair afternoons as winds shift to west-southwest. Friday sees slightly larger sets, peaking at chest high. By Saturday, expect more choppy conditions later in the day, but mornings remain optimal for longboarders with manageable winds and fun, rideable surf. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 64 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 8:04 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:42. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny Wednesday, with temperatures reaching a high near 71 and a light west breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 60 and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies Thursday with a high near 71 and a light west wind. Patchy fog is possible Thursday night, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 60. Friday starts with patchy fog, then turns mostly sunny, reaching a high near 73. Friday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Saturday brings more mostly sunny weather with a high near 74, followed by another mostly cloudy night with a low around 61. Sunday remains mostly sunny, hitting a high near 75, and Sunday night will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 62. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the California Attorney General's office announced on Tuesday that it is suing the San Diego-based Sweetwater Care nursing facility chain, alleging serious understaffing issues. The lawsuit claims that this neglect at Sweetwater's 19 facilities in California has harmed patients and violated state law's minimum staffing requirements. A Department of Justice investigation found that Sweetwater's facilities fell below these levels over 14,126 times from 2020 to 2024. Attorney General Rob Bonta stated, "Sweetwater violated the law and betrayed the trust of communities," emphasizing the need for accountability and high-quality care for vulnerable patients. Now on to sports. The Boston Celtics have made a significant move in the offseason, trading Kristaps Porzingis in a three-team deal with the Atlanta Hawks and Brooklyn Nets. In this transaction, the Celtics will send Porzingis and a second-round pick to the Hawks, while the Nets acquire Terrence Mann and the Hawks' number 22 overall pick. In return, Boston receives Georges Niang and another second-round pick. This trade, reported by ESPN's Shams Charania, allows the Celtics to cut their salary by $22,500,000, reducing their payroll commitments to $203 million, though they remain $16 million over the luxury tax. In local sports, last night at Petco Park, the Padres beat the Nationals 4-3. Maldonado's tying home run in the fifth, and Iglesias' go-ahead ground out in the sixth lifted San Diego. Williams suffered the loss, while Suarez secured the save. Garcia clinched the win for the Padres, who tallied 4 runs on 7 hits, overcoming the Nationals' 3 runs on 9 hits. The Padres, now 35-36, continue their home stand with momentum as they prepare for tomorrow afternoon's game. The Friars face the Nationals at Petco Park for the rubber game of this 3-game series. Nick Pivetta takes the mound with a 3.64 earned run average against Mackenzie Gore, holding a 3.79. First pitch is at 1:10 under clear skies with temperatures around 72 degrees. In top news, job recruiting site CareerBuilder and Monster have filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection just months after their merger in September 2024. Once dominant during the dot-com boom, both companies struggled to maintain their influence as competition intensified. According to court filings from Delaware, the merged company's assets are estimated between $50 million and $100 million. While liabilities range from $100 million to $500 million. Expert Hatim Rahman emphasizes that you have to continue to innovate and scale or perish in the competitive digital landscape. In business news, toy prices are rising sharply due to new tariffs impacting the industry, which heavily relies on imports from China. In May, toy prices surged by a record 2.2%, far exceeding the overall inflation rate of 0.1%. Analysts warn that this is just the beginning, with potential cascading effects on prices and availability. Isaac Larian, chief executive of MGA Entertainment, noted, "Prices have gone up. There's no doubt about it. Retailers are adjusting strategies, focusing on bestsellers, while companies like Mattel and Hasbro are grappling with economic uncertainty and job cuts. The reliance on China remains a critical issue for the sector." In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to about $107,000. Ethereum is up 2% to about $2,500. And XRP is up 2% to $2.18. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. DJI remains committed to the United States market despite the alarming absence of its drones from local retailers. A recent visit to a Best Buy store revealed zero DJI drones available for purchase, with the aisle completely cleared of products. A store employee cited concerns over U.S.-China relations as a reason for the lack of stock. DJI's own U.S. web store also shows no drones in inventory, and third-party listings on Amazon are limited. As concerns about tariffs and import scrutiny grow, DJI may face challenges ahead, with a possible ban on new products looming. And in entertainment news, The Karate Kid Part 3 sees Daniel and Mr. Miyagi returning to the valley, but the film feels like leftovers from earlier installments. Director John G. Avildsen envisioned a high-flying adventure set in 16th century China, but producer Jerry Weintraub disagreed. Instead, the film features Daniel investing his college savings into a bonsai tree shop, while Cobra Kai's Kree teams up with the sinister Terry Silver to turn Daniel against Miyagi. Critics noted that the film's violence overshadowed its heart, leading to a disappointing box office return of $39 million. Roger Ebert lamented the exhausted character arcs, indicating it was time to move on. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and essayist, Walt Whitman. And he said, "I hear America singing the varied carols I hear, celebrating the diverse voices that unite us in harmony." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.